Begin the current daven seven is even daf yitches. Begin on the base. Begin to change the message that begins words the Gemara yad li yad, hand to hand. Lo yinakara will not be cleansed from evil, which Tosis explains. There's two drashas that seem similar, but they're actually from different pesukim. Agama was saying if someone is counting out money to a woman hand to hand because he wants to look at her, so even if he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not going to be spared from the judgment of Gehenna. Like it says, the pasuk that Tosis brings is yad li yad. His hand to her hand is like Hashem giving to Moshe's hand. Lo yinakara is not going to be purged from Gehenna. Which Tosis explains, lav hainakara. This is not the same pasuk dosh, but say that the Gemara expounds at the beginning, said Abdalma, Bezlin Yigasaruch, regarding someone who is his hoarding. Because the Hasan Darish Mikra, they were explaining from the pasuk, the Tayyavas Hashem Kogbalei, that an abomination of Hashem is anyone who is of a hoarding heart, yad li yad begumma, that brings the pasuk yad li yad. Here it's a different pasuk. They both say yad liyad, but it's hand to hand, not we speared for evil. Vizera tzaddikim nimlad, and the seed of the righteous will be speared, which is some of the righteous that they protect themselves from bad, and therefore they protect them in the punishment, and therefore it's lo yinakara medina shel gehenna, which is referred to by Ra. Continuing says the master begins with Gemara maskim of Nachman Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak asks, which the Gemara had just said a teaching of Nachman. And the reason for that is because he went achrei ishtar. So on that, which I taste their muscle, Rav Nachman Yitzchok asks, what do you mean? What do you do with Elkanah? What do you do with Elisha? Obviously, it doesn't mean literally walking behind. It means achrei tzasa. So it has taste them. Kamash from here, it sounds like Rav Nachman Yitzchok, la behind Rav Nachman stam. Although some might want to say that the Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman Yitzchok, it can't be because Rav Nachman is stama. And here we have Rav Nachman Yitzchok asking him, obviously, that it's two different individuals. And it's not the same thing, and therefore the Rav Nachman Stama is not Rav Nachman Yitzchok. We begin the next text. The Masechta begins with the Gemara of Le'achar Beis Hakneset v'Shoshet Tzibnas Palon, and not behind the shul at a time when the public is davening. Tosis explains that what's considered this Achar Beis Hakneset. The Gemara said one should not walk Achar Beis Hakneset at a time when the Tzibur is davening. So Tosis brings it, but Tosefta Megillah and the Tosefta in the third parak, time we learn the Brisa, it says Im Peichesin, but the Knesias Ilam Mizrach. We don't open up the opening of the shul, the doorway, only to the east of the world. So that when you walk to the front of the shul, the Nakaidish will be by Myrith. And that's where we want the people to come in and to face that direction. And that Shekim Mitzin Mishkan, like we find by the Mishkan, where the Bnei Yisrael, they came into the Mishkan from the east, and the Kodesh Kodesh, Holies of Holies, which like what the Aron is, was all the way at the west. That those who dwell in the front of the Mishkan, in front, was on the east, Mizrach Begoimer, and again, then they would go towards the west. Now, Taisus Benir, it seems that Kesava Haitan, that this town holds, Mishkan Bemeir, that yeah, the divine presence is the west, and therefore everyone will come in the east and bow down towards the west. Or, says Taisus, rather, it's because Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Hamikdash was toward their west. Simply, it says in the pasuk, "Bispalu derech artzim," that everyone has to pray their way towards Yerushalayim. Uksiv, and it says the pasuk in Daniel, "Bekiven pesichin le baliyos and egidushayim," and his windows were facing towards Yerushalayim. And therefore, whatever direction you are, it doesn't have to necessarily mean Meiriv; it can mean Mizrach, but depending on whichever way it is towards Yerushalayim. But says Taisa v'Hashdan, now l'chayr near it seemed then. Based on what we're saying, it would seem like the interpretation, what does it mean that you're not going to be behind the shul? It would sound like Hainu Litzada Aron. It would mean the side wall where the ark is. Because that's what Chayre sounds like, not where you're coming in. That would be the Pesach. What's a Chayre? The end. So according to the Tosefta, if the entryway is on the east and the Aron's by the west, it sounds like a Chayre Bezeknes would be behind the Aron. To which Chayre says, Miu Einir, but that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Besei Perakam, the Brachas, or in Perakam, the Brachas, and above the base, I mean, the Gemara tells us that who governed a certain person of a Masa Chorbe Kanishna, who was davening behind the shul. Amal Elios, Elios said to him, Kadu Bar Kayem is coming Marach? You're Pirish, what that means to say, Kashte Rishu is like you're treating God as if there's two different domains, as if you're praying in a different direction than everyone else? But come, the Gemara tells us later, we didn't learn that there was a problem of a Chorbe Sekneses, El Deleko Mahad Abdelbe Kanishna, only if he's not facing towards the shul. But if you're facing towards the shul, less than but then we're not bothered. Now, on that says, Tais Vim Hoyo Amil Tzad Aron, but if we're saying Chorbe Zekinesis, which is what this person was doing, which is what we're qualifying there in that Gemara, that if you're standing opposite the wall of the Aron, so that's difficult. So why is he saying that if he faces towards the shul, then there's no problem? Tais understands it to be even worse. Koshikin, all the more so. The Hadar Apil Beit Kanishna, to the contrary, if he's facing towards the shul, the Mechzi Kishnei Rishis, that the shul can look like two different deities, Chas Hashem. Why? The word is Lamayr, been switched around. Either way, the Tzibur is facing towards the east, to Mizrach, and he's facing towards Lamayr, because they're facing one way, he's facing another way. So how would that make sense? The moreover, the Amar hasn't pegged the Gemara says, "V'nem brachad b'sam lechamav raf." Also, the other lama chayr betzik neses. The person is not allowed to walk behind the shul, but shoshet tibin spalm when the tibur is down. The loya mar, and then the Gemara says, "We only said it's a problem at the leka peskachrin only, but there's no other entryway. I'm leka peskachrin, but if there is another entryway, listen, but we're not bothered with that." So it says, "Toshim came mashma." So it sounds like you know what the problem is. The problem is when you're walking quote unquote behind the shul, it means to say where the entryway is. Oh, so it's touching there. So it seems that actually the Achor Beis HaKnesses doesn't mean behind the Aron. It means Hanutzad Pesach Beis HaKnesses. It means by the entry of the shul. So Bekar Achor, so why are you calling it behind? It's behind the people because everyone walks in on the Mizruch and everyone faces towards the Meir. And this person, so to speak, is walking behind the shul, not behind the shul in regards to the building, but in regards to the people. And that's the Isser of the Loi Achor Beis HaKnesses, like Tesis Devanaschid, the Shosh Tim Mizbal. Next to the master of the beginning of the Gemara, Meru and Kazai is bitter like an olive. Chase explains that that's actually, Chase explains, Hainu Elin Shalzais. This is actually referring to the tree of the olive, not the olive itself. Behumar, and that's bitter. And although we're calling it Kazai's, the Elon Nami Mikri Zais, the tree itself is also called Zais, olive. And therefore, that's what it refers to that the dove was saying that it should be bitter like the olive tree. So it's like it says, the passage in Shema Yisrael, it says, Vayirei, Hashem aids. Hashem showed him. And they threw the piece of wood into the water to sweeten it. Although that wood was actually bitter, but the Shinim expound, what was that piece of wood? The Zayas. That refers to Zayas. So you see, although they say the word Zayas doesn't mean the olive, it means the olive tree. So you see that the word Zayas in Talmudic terminology can mean the tree itself. And the reason is, there's no bitter tree than the olive tree itself, which was that wood that was thrown into the water over there, which is what the dove over here is referring to. Regarding what should be Meru and Kizai's. Tinnik says the master begins to wear Gemara Kala Neshama, which just explains what is this, what's the interpretation over here. So the Gemara said, from the database of English was destroyed, then we don't use the full Shem Havaya, the Yudke Vavke, we only use Yudke. So Rashi explains, Kala Neshama is every soul, every single person. Once the base of English was destroyed, we don't say the full thing, we only say half of it. Now, but that place brings Pirush Rach, the Rabbeinu Chananel has a different interpretation. Kari Bei HaNeshama, which is with a, there's a pasach under the shin, which actually is from the terminology of Shemama, of desolation. What that means to say is, Kol HaNeshama, once there's total destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, then it's Talakal, then they're only going to praise God with Yudke and not with the Vavke. Which Chase explains, that's Bedugish. That's if there's a Dugish, a stress on the Mem of HaNeshama, which then is like as if there was another mem of Shemama, because that makes like a double word, like Rashi explains the Chumash regarding the where it says Chaneni, it's Chananeni. So to be here, according to Rabbi Nachman's interpretation, then the mem has to have a dogish, then it would be as if the terminology was Shemama, not regarding that of Neshama. Ketanek says the Masada begins with Gemara, Nizbarchu Shecheineha, her neighbors are blessed. Place explains, What is this blessing? Because the Gemara was contrasting the curse of Babel, which the neighbors get cursed, and the curse of Shomron of Eretz Yisrael, where then the neighbors actually get a blessing. So today's is bothered. It says because of Hadam, and this is the Gemara. This is the Brisa and Teres Kainim Pashas B'chukayse regarding the Teichad. It said B'shamamo La'oyevechem that it will be a desolation your land for your enemies, which the Brisa explains shows that he made the type, but that's a good thing. Shainu Teenis Peres B'shoshe in Shurim, but that Eretz Yisrael will not produce any fruits when the Jewish people are not there, so no one will come and take hold of it, and then the Jewish people will be able to come back to it. But one thing we see is that's not a bracha for the neighbors. So it says there's two approaches. Either Kanho Yibnei Yehuda Shechein. Now, that was talking about a time when we said from Shomron that the neighbors got blessed is when the people of Judea were its neighbors, from the neighbors of Shomron, and therefore that was a blessing for them, whereas when Eretz Yisrael is destroyed and the enemies come over, then yes, it's not going to produce. Or Yinami, another interpretation, She'ena Metzia Kol Kach. It's actually both. It will produce, so it's going to be a blessing, but it's still going to be shemam. It's not going to produce that much. Like when the Jewish people are on there, so that's where b'shemam olayi ve'echam. But there's still going to be somewhat of a bracha, and therefore both interpretations are actually valid at the same time.